Once again, hello and welcome to this podcast. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu German with Angelica. This is part 3 of a longer topic. Today, Anastasia and I are going to take a look at how to express the past tense in German and specifically how to express further forms of the past tense, which is called perfect. But first of all, hallo Anastasia, wie geht es dir?
Mir geht es fantastisch, Angelica. Und dir?
Oh, fantastisch. Mir geht es auch fantastisch. Another nice word. Are you ready to jump right in and continue with part 3? Bist du bereit?
Ja, ich bin bereit.
Okay, los geht's. I think we should first of all recap a bit. So, when do we need this past tense form, which is called perfect in German?
Perfect is used mostly when we speak, so in dialogue, as opposed to preteritum, which we find in books, in literature, and in other written medias.
That's right. And how do we build the perfect tense?
We build it with the conjugated form of haben or sein and the past participle.
Okay. Let's illustrate that concept of the past participle with an example. Did you ever play an instrument, perhaps in middle school?
I played the clarinet for a very long time.
So did my daughter Cara, actually. So that's great. We could say in German, I played the clarinet. You just need to know that in German, we don't use an article in front of the instrument. We literally say, I played guitar, I played piano, I played clarinet, and so on.
Okay, so I played. To play is spielen, and that is a regular verb. And in order to get my past participle, I need to strip away the infinitive ending, en, at the end, and sandwich my root, spiele, between a g and a t at the end. So, spielen becomes gespielt in past tense. And clarinet is going to be clarinet in German?
Clarinette, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, because we've been using haben, I'm going to continue to use habe. I played the clarinet is ich habe Klarinette gespielt.
Sehr gut. Now, today, we're finally going to look at when a verb requires that we use a form of sein in the perfect tense. Do you like to travel, Anastasia?
Oh, I love to travel, but I'm afraid to fly.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we'll talk about traveling and flying now, and we'll build some sentences with it. How do you say to travel in German?
To travel... reisen?
Das ist richtig. Can you translate I travel to Germany?
I travel to Germany. Ich habe... No, wait. This one has to be with sein, right?
Right.
It's ich bin nach Deutschland gereist.
Gereist. Ja, ich bin nach Deutschland gereist. Very good. And why does it have to be ich bin, so a form of sein, and not ich habe?
I think the rule has something to do with movement.
Yes. When we have a verb of movement, or a verb that indicates a change in state, we have to use sein instead of haben. So with reisen, there's a movement from A to B. The same would apply to fahren. Driving or getting a ride, again, is a movement from A to B. Now, in addition, the verb fahren is also irregular, and the past participle looks a bit different. But fahren is a verb we need a lot, so let's make an example with it, an example sentence. How would you say, I drove to Munich? Do you remember, first of all, what preposition we have to use for a city, country, or continent?
I think the preposition we use here would be nach. So it's nach München.
Mm-hmm, okay. All right. And how do we get the past participle?
the past participle of fahren is gefahren.
That's right. And then to say I drove to Munich.
I drove to Munich. Ich bin nach München gefahren.
Richtig, ich bin nach München gefahren. This verb keeps the en ending and only gets the prefix g at the beginning. Can you think of other verbs that might require that we use the conjugated form of sein because there's a movement?
So movement verbs, gehe, to go, when I'm going from A to B somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Fliegen, like I'm flying from Canada to Germany, even though I'm scared of doing it.
Absolutely correct. Okay, and other verbs are wandern. Do you know what wandern means?
Wandern, maybe to wander or to walk around.
To hike, yeah, so very close. Mm-hmm. And klettern?
Klettern is to climb.
Mm-hmm. Rennen, you know, of course.
To run.
Mm-hmm. Also, when there's a change in state, we need to use the form of sein. And examples for that would be aufwachen, einschlafen, aufstehen or sterben. So aufwachen, to wake up, I was first asleep and now I'm awake, so there's a change in state. Similar when you're falling asleep, einschlafen, first you were awake, then you're asleep. Aufstehen does not mean to stand up from a chair or something, but it means I'm getting up from bed in the morning. It can also mean I'm getting up from the chair, but we also use it when we want to say I'm getting up. Sterben. Any idea what that means?
No.
Sterben is to die. Again, there's a change in state, right? Someone is alive and then they're not alive anymore. So let's build some sentences. Let's first start with some regular verbs which end still in T, like to hike. How would you say we went for a hike? And again, we're going to give a short break for our listeners to do this with you. So let's first of all figure out the past participle before we take a break.
So wandern is to hike, and we get our route by stripping away the en ending and adding a t at the end and adding a ge at the beginning.
Yeah, wandern is even a little different because a wandern only ends in an n, and we're taking that n away and we're putting a t instead. Mm-hmm. So gewandert is our past participle. And of course, like we just said, we need the conjugated form of sein. So let's think about we went for a hike.
We went for a hike. Wir sind gewandert.
Mm-hmm. Wir sind gewandert. Very good. Okay. Let's do the next one. With to climb. Can you say the girl climbed onto the tree?
How do we say on or onto?
That would be auf. And the tree is our direct object, which means we need to use the accusative ending for the article. So what is a tree, first of all?
Tree is Baum.
Der, die, das.
Die Baum?
Der Baum.
Der Baum.
Der Baum. And the accusative for der changes to?
Den.
Mm-hmm. So we get?
Onto the tree becomes auf den Baum.
Auf den Baum, richtig. Okay, we're going to take a moment to think about the girl climbed onto the tree.
The girl climbed onto the tree. Das Mädchen ist auf den Baum geklettert.
Sehr gut. Das war ein langer Satz. That was a long sentence. Das Mädchen ist auf den Baum geklettert. Well done. So now let's take the verbs to fall asleep and to wake up because we have a change of state there. Do you know how to say to fall asleep?
To fall asleep is einschlafen.
And to wake up?
Aufwachen.
Sehr gut behalten. You remember them very well from earlier. And do they require the conjugated form of sein or haben?
So, like mentioned, they talk about the change of state, so sein.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let's figure out how you would say, I woke up early. So there's another difficulty with einschlafen and aufwachen, because both have separable prefixes. We talked about that in the last episode. So das Aufstehen, by the way, which we're going to do in our next episode. So the prefix auf is separable. In present tense, you would, for example, say, ich wache früh auf. In present tense, it's separated. And the prefix auf goes to the very end of a sentence. But what happens with the past participle when you have a verb with a separable prefix?
I think you add the ge in between the prefix and the root, right?
And the rest of the verb, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is our past participle form of aufwachen?
Aufwachen. So we still strip away the en at the end. We add the t at the end. And because we have the separable prefix, we separate it, stick a ge into the middle, and put it all back together.
Sounds like an operation.
Okay. So, aufwachen becomes aufgewacht.
Richtig, aufgewacht. Great. So let's translate. I woke up early. Do you remember how to say early?
Early, is that früh?
Früh, that's right. Okay, gonna go. Let's take a moment.
Okay, I woke up early. Ich bin früh aufgewacht.
Fantastic. So, let's do one more sentence before we end this episode. Let's translate. I fell asleep fast.
Fast. Fast is schnell, right?
That's right. You always hear that in those Nazi movies, right? Schnell, schnell. So that's correct. And einschlafen and aufstehen are both irregular, which means they keep the en ending. They do not get the t like aufgewacht. Can you tell me what the past participle of einschlafen ist?
Einschlafen would become eingeschlafen.
That's right. The G goes in the middle. So, how do you say I fell asleep fast?
I fell asleep fast. Ich bin schnell eingeschlafen.
Sehr gut. Very good. And I think we better stop here for the third episode, damit unsere Zuhörer nicht einschlafen, so that our listeners don't fall asleep, because they can just not focus anymore. So we will continue here in the fourth and last episode. Until then.
Tschüss. Bis dann.